The Trump administration said Tuesday it is officially winding down the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, leaving undocumented students at the University of Connecticut with limited time under legal protection. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made the announcement.
Good morning. I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
The president's decision has evoked anger, uncertainty, and fear for many of UConn's dreamers, undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children.
Yeah, I just cried. I was pissed off. I was angry. I was crying, thinking about my friends, thinking about myself, thinking about the 80,000 people that would be affected by it.
That was Joselyn Tlacomulco, a fifth-semester UConn student and DACA recipient whose parents brought her to the U.S. from Tlaxcala, Mexico when she was 8 months old. She says she has been, quote, mourning since she heard Trump's decision to rescind DACA and that she has also been trying to, quote, stay sane. DACA was a policy the Obama administration enacted in 2012, and it protected 800,000 dreamers such as Tlacomulco from deportation. The Department of Homeland Security has stopped taking applicants, but officials said they will still process Tuesday's applications. In addition to her studies, Tlacomulco is a campaign organizer with CT Students for a Dream, a Connecticut-based group that advocates for undocumented students. She says undocumented students must take care of themselves during this time, and that self-care is, quote, very important.
So definitely take care of themselves first, whatever that means, whatever, if it means to just sleep, not go to classes, if it means to be with your family or and such, then that's what needs to be good, then that's what, you know, needs to be done.
Stephen Keller is the College Access Program Manager with CT Students for a Dream. He says he understands that those affected need their space, but also says the organization remains focused on what to do next.
I think one of the things that we've committed to is that we're going to keep fighting as we move forward whether that be legislation, whatever that looks like. We don't know what that looks like right now, but we know that we're fighting for the whole community, like not just DACA folks, but all 11 million undocumented folks.
Activists from CT Students for a Dream took buses down to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday to march in support of the DACA program. Connecticut media reported that other activists have held rallies statewide in Willimantic, Stamford, and New Haven, with more similar events throughout the country taking place as well. Co-coordinator of the Latinx Student Leadership Council, Cesar Valentin, says he thinks Trump's decision is unfair and that it, quote, doesn't make sense to take away from the Dreamer students.
These students are going to school, working, and contributing to the economy, and it's just not fair. You see how much pain is in their faces, and it's very apparent how much this impacts people. These policies aren't just policies, they're people's lives.
Administration officials say they will not take away anyone's DACA status before it expires. They also say anyone whose status expires on March 5, 2018, has 1 month to apply for a new two-year permit. If Congress does not keep DACA's protections, around 300,000 undocumented immigrants would lose their status in 2018, and more than 320,000 would lose their status from January to August 2019. Tlacomulco says she fears whether or not Congress will be able to create effective legislation in place of DACA.
Perhaps there is legislation that would be able to have solved this, but I'm scared that legislation or that policy that they're trying to, or whatever they come up with, will criminalize more and enforce and have more enforcement on the law, on immigration, more deportations.
For WHUS News, I'm Darden Livesay. Please note, the Jeff Sessions soundbite is a snippet from a video by the New York Times. WHUS News does not claim the soundbite is intellectual property.